Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Triple Chalice Tarot. I am your host, Karuk Vishal, accompanied by my lovely co-host, Rowan Nix.
Hi, y'all.
And Aluna Odette.
Good night.
Tonight, we will be discussing and exploring the Pentacle Suite in detail. We will dive deep into the world of the Pentacles to give a thorough understanding of the suite. Okay, the Pentacle Suite is ruled by the Earth element. The suite governs business, employment, success, monetary gains, prosperity, material wealth, property, and so on. But before we begin to break down each card individually, I would like my co-host to also give you, the listener, a general meaning behind the Pentacle Suite. And I would like to begin with Rowan.
Well, the pentacle in ancient times was actually a symbol of Venus. So it was a symbol of love and fertility. It's a symbol of the body in harmony with all of the elements. And so the suite of pentacles really represents that fertility of earth, bringing success into manifestation in your life. The pentacles can be about business, they can be about finance, they can be about family matters a lot of the time as well. It's all the things that are earth-based that we can touch, taste, sense, and feel on this plane for sure.
Okay. What about you, Aluna?
I'm going to go ahead and side with both of you, as we know that the pentacles represent the mundane qualities of day-to-day life, the tedious tasks, planning, goal-oriented aspirations. And also, the pentacles represent the earth signs of Taurus, Venus, and Capricorn. Now, pentacles represented as people, as they are in some of the court cards when we get later to our queen and king and knight and knave, these people are practical, career-minded, down-to-earth. They're also very generous and have a nurturing sort of home and hearth type atmosphere to them. They're very ones who do a lot of, I would say, community service, maybe feed the homeless, things of that sort. So these are a lot of the matters, as you see when we get into the six and different places, about generosity and returning, and that how to tap into that energy to make the suit of pentacles suit work for you. So yeah, that's pretty much what I see.
Sounds beautiful. Okay, so we can begin now. And Aluna, would you introduce us to the first card of the Pentacle Suite, which is the Ace of Pentacles?
Sure. So as we know, the initial spark of something is that one. It's the first place, and every suit, every situation, every circumstance has a beginning point. It all starts with a seed. And what's represented in the Ace of Pentacles is the budding seed of something that can become an entrepreneurial greatship, something that can build a lasting financial stability and foundation. The Ace upright is known for manifestation, new financial opportunities, prosperity. So this Ace, you know, imagine just planting that bud in the ground with whatever you're starting, whether it be a project, whether it be something, but it is oriented towards giving you the lasting career stability that you're looking for. And when planting that seed, which is seen here with the Ace, one is not really aware of all the things, all the circumstances that are going to be necessary to cultivate this new business, this new adventure that is mundane and oriented towards the finances and resources. So that is what we're seeing here in the Ace. Rowan, would you like to tell us about what the ace could mean reversed?
The ace reversed represents stagnation. It represents the earth being barren, so nothing is growing in your life. Nothing is going right. It's saying that despite your finest efforts to make some abundance happen, it's not going to happen. This can be represented by a woman who's maybe trying to get pregnant, or a man who's trying to get pregnant and is consistently met with infertility. Or maybe you're trying to get your business off the ground and you've tried everything and you've exhausted all of your resources and it's just not happening. The ace's appearance in a spread, it tells about that first initial jumping off point that you need. And if you don't even have that, it's not even going to show up for you. It means you should probably just move on. So that's what the reversal of it means. Tarouk, do you want to talk about the symbolism of the ace at all?
Well, the symbolism, you know, as far as in the traditional Rider Waite, you know, it's a hand coming out of the sky. And even in my African deck, it's showing a man in the sky. So it's showing kind of like a divine money coming from a divine place, or even coming out of nowhere, coming out of thin air, money, gifts, inheritance, unfortunate wealth, maybe coming from unexpected sources. So definitely with the cloud and the hand, you know, with that coming from the sky or from, you know, the universe or divine, it could definitely signify money coming from an unexpected place.
Also to tie in, as you were saying, that manifestation process of bringing down the coins from the divine. A lot of times we can't see point A to point B on how to get that, like Rowan said, that initial, to get the soil barren and get that initial budding of the seed to make it ripe to bear fruit. So I like that you went back to the Rider Waite and it's sort of popping out of nowhere, reference, because that is a lot of times how sometimes these situations come up. And the Ace of Pentacles also is a very lucky card too, if it's coming up in a suit in conjunction with the Wheel, okay, the World card, or even the Fool, because the Fool next to the Ace is saying that you're starting off in the right direction towards your business venture. So now would you guys like to carry on to the Two of Pentacles?
Definitely, yes.
That's fine.
Okay, so Tarouk, would you like to take over for this one?
Okay, so the Two of Pentacles. This is a card, well, in my personal deck, you know, this card has to do with, you know, fun and playfulness, and cheering, you know, and pranks. Not really too much definition, but as far as the Rider Waite definition, this card has to do with balance, you know, because you see the man, he's juggling these two pentacles. This card has to do with maybe having several projects underway at one time. This can be either work-related, this can be with hobbies. This can also show the balance between family and career. And it usually signifies that you have everything under control for the moment. But you know what they say, even the master juggler, you know, he can't juggle these two pentacles forever. So eventually you're going to have to kind of cut back or figure out which one you want more. This could mean, you know, either doing one project first, or, you know, finishing one, dropping one. But, you know, dropping one is more preferable to dropping both projects that you might have, as far as, you know, when it comes to financial or even hobbies. So definitely with this, as far as going through with the Rider Waite illustration of the man juggling the two pentacles, that's kind of what I'm seeing with the two.
Rowan, and just to take I was going to say I'll take on the reverse for this one. So for the reversal, I am definitely seeing this as disorganization, financial disarray, not having your priorities in alignment, negligence. A negligence of time management, a negligence of that harmony that is necessary to have a home, you know, have a healthy and loving home life and a healthy career life, because how many times have any of us come home from a hard day of work to kind of, you know, feel the chaos hasn't left us from the door, but we're bringing it into the home, or we're bringing our home life to work from whatever we're going through. So it's about showing that balance. And when the card is in reverse, it's saying you have a lack of that balance. So the symbolism that's represented in this card, Rowan, what do you pick up from it? What is it saying to you?
Well, as you know, I have an avant-garde deck. So the one symbol that was really put forth in this card is the infinity symbol, which, if you're not familiar with that, it's the sideways figure eight. Twos in any tarot deck are always about balance. They're always about things in harmony coming together. So that's what the infinity symbol really represents. It represents that everything being as it should be. It represents everything being in focus and in order or not, depending on the card's placement in the spread, if it's a cross card, if it's upside down, etc. It can mean that you are in balance and starting a business venture and that you should not proceed. The card that I have, it's symbolized with a woman with a pentacle in front of her, you know, juggling everything perfectly, everything's in alignment, and then the reverse is her dropping the ball and not knowing where to go with it. So that's very much the symbolism that's in the deck itself.
Wow. So are you guys ready to move on to our three here?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay, so why don't you take this one on, Rowan? Why don't you start us off with the three of Pentacles?
Well, the threes in any suite represent achievement. They represent accomplishment. You've worked at your business or passion or what have you, and you're now reaping the rewards. You're seeing the success of that. You're gaining recognition from your peers, and you're on the right path. In my deck, it's symbolized with a man building a pentacle from nothing, and it's different from everything he's done before, but I understand that there's different ones in each deck. Taruk, what's the symbolism like for you? What's represented with you?
Okay, well, in my personal deck, the African deck, the Three of Pentacles, you know, this card symbolizes mastery of an art. You know, this card symbolizes great ability. It symbolizes having skills. It's showing in my card an illustration of an archer. You know, so he's making his money from his craft. So he's precise. He's precision. This card also is about, you know, being specialized in what you do, and also making a name for yourself. But as far as the right or white definition, the Three of Pentacles, you know, it has to do with teamwork. You know, people coming together from different walks of life and different types of experiences and expertise, coming together for a union, you know, for a project, for a masterpiece, you know, to create something. It kind of reminds me of us three, you know, coming together to create this, what we're doing right now. So that's kind of what I'm seeing with this card. Is a coming together of a union of three people, balancing that to bring forth, you know, a result.
I was going to go off and say pretty much the same thing. I was going to use the Rider-Waite depiction of it because my deck, the Steampunk Tarot, is really like an upgraded sort of really shiny polished version of the Rider-Waite. It has a lot of the interpretations drawn the same and the depiction the same, so the symbology is definitely there. And it's of three different people coming together in their teamwork and their different backgrounds of expertise working to create something. So it's often, I'll go off the Rider-Waite depiction, they're in a cathedral and there's three pentacles mounted on the wall, and each person, well, there are three of them, they have their place in bringing this cathedral together, bringing this sort of symbol of the three pentacles represented at the head of the tower, in the archway, bringing that together. And it really meaning something. And I think without any one of them, so for example, the craftsman with his hands, the architect with the blueprint, you know, maybe even the landlord who rented the space, you know, without each of them playing their part, this manifestation could never happen. So it's very important a lot of times that when you take on big projects, like us knowing, walking into this programming, that each of us had to sort of take up something and bring our expertise to this to make it sort of uniform and add more dimension to it. So that is what I'm definitely picking up from the three. So you guys can carry on to the fourth if you like.
I don't think, did we talk about the reverse of the three?
Yeah, I could go in a little bit about that. Now, the reverse is definitely the reverse of teamwork, the reverse of, you know, collaboration. So people are not getting along in the workplace. If this card comes up in reverse, it's definitely going to be around a time that as you're working with your peers or your coworkers, that people are not just butting heads. Maybe someone wants to be the leader and wants everyone else to sort of become subservient, or vice versa. And this card in reverse is definitely saying that there needs to be some harmony brought back into the workplace, and everyone needs to be on equal playing fields, and their contribution needs to be appreciated as equally as everyone else's. A lot of time, you know, we throw off the grunt work to someone and they may not feel that it's as important, or we may not give enough credit to where their input, you know, what it's brought forth. But everyone who's playing their part in putting together this masterpiece is necessary. So that's what I'm seeing with the reverse. Do you guys want to add anything else?
I completely agree with that. You know, and this card may also have to deal in the reverse, you know, fashion with somebody, you know, who may kind of not have a voice, you know, somebody who has been polite and they let other people walk all over them. And you want to be in an environment where you have a voice of your own, and your opinion can be heard and respected. So definitely where you know, you come in there with your own expertise, you know, and people have to know that and respect you for your position, because it is three people, so everybody should be respected for the position that they come in. So definitely this card can mean, you know, having a voice. Don't let other people, you know, push you to the background or make you feel less. So definitely to step up. So yeah, that's my little input.
Wow. So now moving on to the Four of Pentacles, Rowan, how are you feeling about this card? What is the symbology in this card represented? What does it mean to you, and how do you depict it in the reading for a client?
Well, the fours in any of the tarot suites represent strife or unrest, as the three is accomplishment, achievement. The four is setbacks and dissatisfaction. Upright, this is talking about being careful with your money, being careful where you spend your money, and who you spend time with. It's even as simple as the company that you keep. Don't give your energy out to vipers and snakes and then be surprised when they bite you. So this is definitely a cautionary card. In my deck, it's depicted with a man covetously holding his gold and being very wary of the people around him. So it's definitely telling you that you have been over generous with your resources, whatever they may be, and that you need to pull back and guard. The fours are all about guarding the four walls of, like, an establishment or something. That's very much in the realm of it. It's all about safety and upkeep. Do you want to talk about the reversal of it, Taruk, at all?
Okay, so the reversal of the four, this has to do with somebody who is haunted by poverty, you know, somebody who it makes you want to be materialistic, and you become defensive. You also become fearful of, you know, trusting other people, and you are reluctant, you know, to spend money. You are tight on cash, but also this could mean that you're spending too much money and you need to get a better hold on your finances. You know, so definitely this card can also, with the reverse hand, mean that you're focusing on your career instead of spending, well, the career and material, instead of spending, you know, time with your family or your friends or kind of developing those relationships. So definitely it's kind of even, you know, you kind of close yourself off to the world and have, you know, estranged yourself from everybody. and kind of, you know, recruit yourself just tight on everything. So definitely this card in reverse is kind of saying to, you know, loosen that restriction, you know, and step outside, and get back to the people who you love, you know, definitely, and to develop yourself. So, yeah, that's what I'm seeing with the reverse of the Four of Pentacles.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Aluna, did you want to talk about the symbolism a little bit in the card?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go off of the Rider-Waite depiction, being that that's
okay.
The foundation work. And what we see here is a man who is looks of regal or nobility. He's dressed very regally, yet he has a position about him that is very selfish and self-indulgent and enclosed. He's sitting upon a seat. He is away from the city, so he's often in seclusion. And he's seated upon, well, he has in his clutches a pentacle. There's a pentacle mounted on top of his head, and then he has his 2 feet placed on 2 other pentacles on the ground. So he has a tight thumb on his money, his resources, and he's not sharing at all. Even the look on his face is one of like, don't come touching my pentacles, you know, don't come touching my friend, you know. And we, I know a lot of times we go off at the depiction and we say things are negative or beneficial, but it depends on where this card is coming up. If you've been too frugal, you know, and too sort of tight and not really living or experiencing the joys of life or the joys of spending the money that you work, what, 40 hours plus a week to make, okay, if you're not enjoying that, then you become this sort of crab. You're hoarding. You know, this card points to hoarding and just acquiring, just constant acquiring as an obsession, as a fetish. Now, on the flip side of this, when this card comes up, it could be a reminder that you need to be, because I'm one, you know, as a fire sign, money tends to consume spontaneously combust, okay, right before my very eyes. Sometimes it's like it's a transaction of going from where it came from into my hand and then out somewhere else. And so it's a warning a lot of times where I take it as to pin down, remember, you know, Aluna, you need this for this instead of this. You know, you need to have your priorities. You need your books for school. You need your, you know, you need the gas. You need the refrigerator filled. So focusing on that before going out for a girl's night out would be a message where the Four of Pentacles will come up and it'd be, you know, beneficial. So that is definitely what I'm seeing.
Okay. Did we want to move on to the Five of Pentacles, or are we
sure,
all done talking about before? Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah,
Rook, why don't you start us off
this?
With
yeah.
what it means?
Okay, so the Five of Pentacles in my personal African deck, you know, this card has to do with poverty, has to do with lack, has to do with shortage, desolation, a dry desert, you know, shortage of funds. Now, looking at the Rider-Waite deck, at the Rider-Waite card, you know, this card has also to do with poverty and even illness, unemployment. This card is about problems also. And, you know, this card can also do with experiencing loss due to greed, you know. But this card also has a spiritual feeling and meaning, because when you look at that actual card, it's showing a woman and a man on crutches, it seems, and they have a church behind them, and the church is, you know, what has the pentacles. Now, these people are so distraught and distressed in their own misery and poverty that they don't even realize that, you know, there's a church behind them and that salvation really is not that far away, you know, but they're not really focused on that. They're kind of on a woe's me type of, you know, misery and not really looking behind them and seeing that there is a light at the end of the dark tunnel. So really, that's what I'm seeing with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aluna, did you? Right. Aluna, did you want to go over the reversal of it and what it means, the Five of Pentacles?
Well, the reversal of the Five of Pentacles is actually good news because it's showing a recovery from financial loss. This is showing a bit of overcoming that sort of downward spiral of getting your emotions tapped into the lack of resources, the lack, always worrying about the lack, or the woe is me, as Taruk said, the woe is me situation. So when this card comes up in reversal, it's actually a message to inspire you to think positively, aim out towards the universe. Remember, in the Ace, the Pentacles came out of nowhere. Resources and abundance can be given to you. You do deserve it. So change your mindset. Once you change your vibration and your mindset, you know, is what I'm picking up from having seen this card in reverse, it will actually change your reality. You will actually get out of that poverty-stricken reality, or that feeling of lack or helplessness or a handicap. You know, because the people in the depiction, or at least the young guy, he's handicapped. You know, he's on crutches. So it's almost like a handicap that you've made for yourself because of the situation. So the reversal is definitely pointing towards looking beyond that and overcoming that feeling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's funny that you bring that up because five numerologically means I change. I'm actually a five on the spectrum, so that's how I know. So the Five of Pentacles really represents the fact that you're at a point in your life where you can't take it anymore. You need to change your situation. You need to get yourself out of a bad situation. You need to manifest that wealth that originally came in the Ace of Pentacles, whether it's through family, through business, etc. Five means get off your ass because nothing's going to change unless you do. I think we're only down to about 3 minutes left. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going down to two now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, to two. Okay. Do you guys want to have any closing comments before we wrap up here?
Well, yes. If you like this show, we are going to continue our exploration into the suits. We're going to work our way through the Pentacles. Then we're going to go to Cups, make our way through Swords, and have an adventure with the Wands finally, as well as venture into the Court cards and make our way to the Major Arcana. And we want to build a bit of an archive, audio library of learning about tarot and the different sort of interpretations and meanings that can be picked up upon. And starting with the elementaries, we're taking it back to the elementaries, you know? So if you really enjoyed this show, don't forget we are on Facebook. Let us know, okay? Or you can let us know in the comment section on Blog Talk. We'd love to hear from you. And once again, this is Aluna Odette, Taruk.
Good and night, Rowan.
Guys. I guess you and Rowan. That's what you know. Good night.
Good night, guys.
But thank you guys so much for listening again, and we want to wish you guys a good night.
Thank you so much for listening.